Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe. I just tilted it. All right. Yeah, that didn't work at all for people watching on the stream, but maybe it worked better for you. See if that's any better on the stream. Nope, it's just white.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So it didn't work at all.
So sorry about that.
It's okay. Meanwhile, people listening on the radio don't give a damn of us trying to show the video. But he's got a chair over, flipped upside down over the bunny nest.
And then here's one of the bunnies in the nest.
That looks like it's growing up fast.
Yeah, that's also blown up. But yes, they are definitely, I would say they're, if before they were 2.5 inches long, which is probably accurate, I would say that they're maybe a full inch larger at this point. They're definitely bigger in just a week. And their eyes are open. They're aware. They're like, whoa, what are you? You're a big thing in front of me. And I said, don't judge.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm good.
Yeah. So that's still going on. And yes, I will be probably a little bit depressed when they finally leave the nest, which may be in the next week, because they say about 3 weeks. And I think that they were close to a week old when when I noticed them.
Okay. So great question from Fennis on Twitch. And given that you had a giant frog in your backyard that you
Big
named.
Boss man.
Yeah. Have you named these four bunnies?
I kind of did, and I'm not sure it's definitely not going to stay, because I don't know if they're male or female, right?
Yeah.
So it was like Bonnie, Bucky, Billy, and Buddy. But I can't discern what is what. I have no idea.
You just named them those four names?
I just came up with four B names.
Yeah.
You can throw the word bunny at the end of it, and that's what you got.
Buddy Bunny?
Yeah.
Bonnie great.
Bunny, Bucky, Buddy.
Of course he named them.
I mean,
of course,
but I can't tell. Like, you can line them up in different ways, and I don't know. You're just bunny. That's what they are.
248-539-9797. Mike gonna sell you on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys. So I actually have a family of six baby skunks and mama underneath our back porch. Saw them the other last night, about six of them, and they're so cute.
Yeah,
but they're not skunks. Ready for the smell test yet.
Now, do you have a dog?
No.
Okay.
We did, but we would have definitely made sure she went poopy out front.
Yeah, right. Yeah, occasionally I have to take Lois on a business trip out the front instead of the backyard. But that's so that's good that you don't have any pets that you have to protect from the skunks, but I've never gotten terribly close to a skunk to see how they behave. Like, if you keep your distance, I would assume that tail's not going to lift up and let some sweetness fly.
Yeah. I thought about that, but I'm not willing to take the chance. But like I said, however, they are very cute.
Yeah.
They're hopping all around. I think they're mostly night animals, so that's why we saw them when we did last evening, but at dusk.
Have you done research to find out how long they're going to hang around?
I really don't. Like I said, I've only seen them once, and it's, because I think they're night persons or night
nocturnal
animals.
Nocturnal is the word, yes.
Nocturnal, yeah, most others. So, but either way, I don't mind. I just am not going to go sit in my back porch for a while.
That's too bad. I love skunks, but I do not want them anywhere near my house.
What do you love about skunks?
I just think they're cute. They're little really? Black and white skunks. I've always loved skunks.
Is it a Pepe Le Pew thing?
It probably is. Yeah. It's a stuffed animal thing. When I was a kid, I had a stuffed animal skunk, and I thought those things the best. And then my mom took some cologne and rubbed that on the tail, so it always smelled of cologne.
Really?
Because it's supposed to smell.
Wow. Check that out. What a solution. Maybe that's what Mike should do, is rub cologne on the skunks.
That was skunky.
All right. Tell you what. I want to get your take on quarterback. Gator finished the series on Netflix, which features Jared Goff. We'll get to that coming up. Got a Tiger team with a day off, weekend series, Scooble on the Hill tonight. We will discuss that next segment as well here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law. Auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. And because of that, and when they choose to take on fewer cases than other law firms, they do that on purpose. It means they have more time for your case. That formula leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. So I recommend Steve and his crew to anyone who asks me if you need a lawyer for an accident, call Michigan Auto Law. The law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.